I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Weeds have been growing around the old and empty courthouse in Rock Island. That's apparently all that's happened since mid-July, when Illinois' 3rd District Appellate Court ruled the county can't demolish the 123-year-old building without complying with the Illinois State Historic Resources Preservation Act. According to state law, the county board must consult with the Illinois DNR. Attorney Thomas Quinn argued the case for the plaintiffs, preservationists, and residents who sued to stop the Rock Island County Board and its Public Building Commission from tearing down the historic courthouse. He's an associate at Jenner & Block in Chicago and took the case pro bono.
If a county project still requires a state agency permit like it does here, then that project isn't exempt from the Preservation Act, and you have to get sign-off from the state licensing agency, in this case EPA, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So that was the thrust of the opinion. There were some other issues involved in the Preservation Act, but that was the big error, in my view, of the trial court, which the appellate court corrected.
Third District Appellate Court Justice William Holdridge wrote the opinion at times using pointed language. For example, first, the Public Building Commission, or PBC, asked the Illinois DNR for input about the Historic Preservation Act, but then ignored it in clear violation of the law. Quinn also says the justice wrote that if appealed, the appellate court would have reversed a 2015 judgment by Henry County Judge Dana McReynolds. It was a test of whether the county could legally build an annex to the Criminal Justice Center.
It was because there was no one really on the other side of that case because they were suing themselves. I think what the court in the Quo Warranto action held, that even though the law says you can't expand the purpose of a public building commission without approval of voters, what they were proposing to do was really just enhancing the purpose. And so I think Justice Holdridge called that indefensible.
In Justice Holdridge's words, the circuit court's expansion of the PBC's purpose was particularly inappropriate, because the board had already acknowledged that the PBC lacked the authority to build a new courthouse, and because voters overwhelmingly rejected the expansion of the PBC's purpose.
But no one ever challenged that ruling. No one ever took an appeal of it. And so it sort of stayed in stone, and it ended up being the basis of why we didn't prevail 4 years later on our claim based on the Public Building Commission Act, because if it's already been determined that the Rock Island Public Building Commission has the authority to build a courthouse, which, you know, it has through this sort of sham lawsuit that was never challenged, then they logically have the authority to knock one down.
Plaintiff's attorney Quinn says now Rock Island County must comply with the Preservation Act and complete a consultation process with the state DNR and EPA.
The EPA and the IDNR are pretty much on the same page, and they've made a proposal to the county and to us that is pretty much identical to our original settlement proposal. They would like the county to undertake an RFP process to determine if there's anyone out there who's interested in reusing the building, either for private use or maybe rehabilitating it for county use. And if that RFP process fails, then they might be willing to consider alternative mitigation proposals from the county.
Richard Brunk, chair of the Rock Island County Board, says the county respects the appellate court's opinion, which he calls a split decision.
It simply mandates that we go through the process with the DNR to essentially ensure that process is carried out and that there may be certain steps that need to be taken just to ensure the building is recorded, if you will, for historic posterity. The county remains committed to maintaining the course and doing what has been determined to be in the best interest of county operations and the taxpayers in the long run.
And that's demolition.
That, unfortunately, yes. That it is maintaining that property for future county use, yes.
So far, the Illinois DNR has not responded to questions about the status of the mandatory consultation process.
The county's goal, since long before I was on the board, has been to consolidate facilities downtown, with all of our newer buildings being on that property. For us to privatize that property would create a significant hurdle to being able to eventually realize those efficiencies and those cost savings for the taxpayers.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.